Tractate 9 John 2. 1-11 Part 1. May the Lord our God be present, that he may grant us to render you what we promised. For yesterday, if you remember, holy brethren, when the shortness of the time prevented us from completing the sermon we had begun, we put off until today the unfolding, by God's assistance, of those things which are mystically put in hidden meanings in this fact of the gospel lesson. We need not, therefore, now stay any longer to commend the miracle of God. For he is the same God who, throughout the whole creation, worketh miracles every day, which become lightly esteemed by men, not because of the ease with which they are wrought, but by reason of their constant recurrence. Those uncommon works, however, which were done by the same Lord that is, by the Word for us made flesh, occasioned greater astonishment to men, not because they are greater than those which he daily performs in the creation, but because these which happen every day are accomplished as it were in the course of nature, but the others appear exhibited to the eyes of men, wrought by the efficacy of a power, as it were, immediately present. We said, as you remember, one dead man rose again, people were amazed, whilst no man wonders at the birth every day of those who were not in being. In like manner, who does not wonder at water turned into wine, although God is doing this every year in vines? But since all the works which the Lord Jesus did, serve not only to rouse our hearts by their miraculous character, but also to edify our hearts in the doctrine of faith, it behoves us thoroughly to examine into the meaning and significance of those works. For the consideration of the meaning of all these things we deferred, as you remember, till today. The Lord, in that he came to the marriage to which he was invited, wished, apart from the mystical signification, to assure us that marriage was his own institution. For there were to be those of whom the apostle spoke, forbidding to marry, and asserting that marriage was an evil, and of the devil's institution, notwithstanding the same Lord declares in the gospel, on being asked whether it be lawful for a man to put away his wife for any cause, that it is not lawful save for the cause of fornication. In his answer, if you remember, he said, what God hath joined together let not man put asunder. And they that are well instructed in the Catholic faith know that God instituted marriage, and as the union of man and wife is from God, so divorce is from the devil. But in the case of fornication it is lawful for a man to put away his wife, because she first chose to be no longer wife in not preserving conjugal fidelity to her husband. Nor are those women who vow virginity to God, although they hold a higher place of honor and sanctity in the church, without marriage. For they too, together with the whole church, attain to a marriage in which Christ is the bridegroom. And for this cause, therefore, did the Lord, on being invited, come to the marriage, to confirm conjugal chastity, and to show forth the sacrament of marriage. For the bridegroom in that marriage, to whom it was said, thou hast kept the good wine until now, represented the person of the Lord. For the good wine, namely, the gospel Christ has kept until now. For now let us begin to uncover the hidden meanings of the mysteries, so far as he in whose name we made you the promise may enable us. In the ancient times there was prophecy, and no times were left without the dispensation of prophecy. But the prophecy, since Christ was not understood therein, was water. For in water wine is in some manner latent. The apostle tells us what we are to understand by this water, even unto this day, saith he, whilst Moses is read, that same veil is upon their heart, that it is not unveiled because it is done away in Christ. And when thou shalt have passed over, saith he, to the Lord, the veil shall be taken away. By the veil he means the covering over of prophecy, so that it was not understood. When thou hast passed over to the Lord, the veil is taken away, so likewise is tastelessness taken away when thou hast passed over to the Lord, and what was water now becomes wine to thee. Read all the prophetic books, and if Christ be not understood therein, what canst thou find so insipid and silly? Understand Christ in them, and what thou readest not only has a taste, but even inebriates thee, transporting the mind from the body, so that forgetting the things that are past, thou reachest forth to the things that are before. 4. Wherefore, prophecy from ancient times, even from the time when the series of human births began to run onwards, was not silent concerning Christ, but the import of the prophecy was concealed therein, for as yet it was water. Whence do we prove that in all former times, until the age in which the Lord came, prophecy did not fail concerning him? From the Lord's own saying. For when he had risen from the dead, he found his disciples doubting concerning himself whom they had followed. For they saw that he was dead, and they had no hope that he would rise again, all their hope was gone. On what ground was the thief, after receiving praise, deemed worthy to be that same day in paradise? Because when bound on the cross he confessed Christ, while the disciples doubted concerning him. Well, he found them wavering, and in a manner reproving themselves because they had looked for redemption in him. Yet they sorrowed for him as cut off without fault, for they knew him to be innocent. And this is what the disciples themselves said, after his resurrection, when he had found certain of them in the way, "Sorrowful, art thou only a stranger in Jerusalem, and hast not known the things which are come to pass there in these days?" And he said unto them, "What things?" And they said, "Concerning Jesus of Nazareth, who was a prophet mighty in deeds and words before God and all the people, how our priests and rulers delivered him to be condemned to death, and bound him to the cross. But we trusted that it was he who should have redeemed Israel, and today is now the third day since these things were done." After one of the two whom he found in the way going to a neighboring village had spoken these and other words, Jesus answered and said, "O irrational, and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken! Ought not Christ to have suffered all these things, and to enter into his glory?" And beginning from Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. And likewise, in another place, when he would even have his disciples touch him with their hands, that they might believe that he had risen in the body, he saith, "These are the words which I have spoken unto you, while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses, and in the prophets, and in the Psalms, concerning me." Then opened he their understanding, that they might understand the scriptures, and said unto them, "Thus it is written, that Christ should suffer, and rise again from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem." When these words of the gospel are understood, and they are certainly clear, all the mysteries which are latent in this miracle of the Lord will be laid open. Observe what he says, that it behoved the things to be fulfilled in Christ that were written of him. Where were they written? In the law, saith he, and in the prophets, and in the Psalms. He omitted no part of the old scriptures. These were water, and hence the disciples were called irrational by the Lord, because as yet they tasted to them as water, not as wine. And how did he make of the water wine? When he opened their understanding, and expounded to them the scriptures, beginning from Moses, through all the prophets, with which being now inebriated, they said, "Did not our hearts burn within us in the way, when he opened to us the scriptures?" For they understood Christ in those books in which they knew him not before. Thus our Lord Jesus Christ changed the water into wine, and that has now taste which before had not, that now inebriates which before did not. For if he had commanded the water to be poured out of the water pots, and so himself had put in the wine from the secret repositories of the creature, whence he made bread when he satisfied so many thousands, for 5 loaves were not in themselves sufficient to satisfy 5,000 men, nor even to fill 12 baskets, but the omnipotence of the Lord was, as it were, a fountain of bread, so likewise he might, on the water being poured out, have poured in wine, but had he done this, he would appear to have rejected the old scriptures. When, however, he turns the water itself into wine, he shows us that the old scripture also is from himself, for at his own command were the water pots filled. It is from the Lord, indeed, that the old scripture also is, but it has no taste unless Christ is understood therein. But observe what himself saith, the things which were written in the law, and in the prophets, and in the Psalms concerning me. And we know that the law extends from the time of which we have record, that is, from the beginning of the world, in the beginning God made the heaven and the earth. 5. Thence down to the time in which we are now living are 6 ages, this being the 6th, as you have often heard and know. The first age is reckoned from Adam to Noah, the second, from Noah to Abraham, and, as Matthew the Evangelist duly follows and distinguishes, the third, from Abraham to David, the fourth, from David to the carrying away into Babylon, the fifth, from the carrying away into Babylon to John the Baptist, the sixth, from John the Baptist to the end of the world. Moreover, God made man after his own image on the 6th day, because in this 6th age is manifested the renewing of our mind through the gospel, after the image of him who created us, 7 and the water is turned into wine, that we may taste of Christ, now manifested in the law and the prophets. Hence there were there 6 water pots, which he bade be filled with water. Now the 6 water pots signify the 6 ages, which were not without prophecy. And those 6 periods, divided and separated as it were by joints, would be as empty vessels unless they were filled by Christ. Why did I say, the periods which would run fruitlessly on, unless the Lord Jesus were preached in them? Prophecies are fulfilled, the water pots are full, but that the water may be turned into wine, Christ must be understood in that whole prophecy.